You know who it is, and you know what time it is. Time to piss off some feminists, trad cucks, and whoever don't want to know the truth. Oh well, let's get started. What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command. Gentlemen, last year, I covered a particular article that sent the internet into a frenzy on both sides. Now, this particular article was of a Philadelphia gas station owner who actually hired a retired cop and former police officers as armed security guards for his gas station. Why? Because it had been robbed so many times, he finally got fed up. Now, of course, on one side, you have people who are saying, you know what? I'm going to shop here. I'm going to get gas here. Why? Because the armed guards make me feel safe. And of course, you have on the other side, the typical brain dead normie that says, oh my God. And they love using this term. Those security guards had quote unquote weapons of war. Therefore, I don't feel safe. Gentlemen, it has begun. Now, this article was published on the 8th of August. Shoplifting suspect shot at San Carlos Home Depot after assaulting security guard. Gentlemen, you can look anywhere on the net and you can find a whole lot of petty theft going on out here in California. Matter of fact, it is nationwide. Smash and grabs, flash mobs. However, once again, the Democratic policies have done what? They've put the dregs of Black society on Front Street, because the overwhelming majority of these people who are committing these petty thefts happen to be Black. Once again, when, like Oheen and Mara says, if you want to destroy something, put a Black face to it. Once again, the dregs of Black society are being used by the Democrats to be the face of American crime. And of course, with it all over social media, yeah. But hey, they're doing this of their own free will, so therefore, they should not be mad about the consequences. Something else I'm going to talk about when I'm done with this article. A shoplifting suspect at a Home Depot in San Carlos was shot Monday night after assaulting an armed security guard, the San Mateo County Sheriff's Office says. The incident happened at around 10 p.m. at the Home Depot on 1125 Old County Road. Officials say store employees confronted the suspect on suspicion of shoplifting, which led to a physical altercation. That right there, if the guy was not guilty of shoplifting, all he had to do was say, here are my items. Here's my receipt. Have a nice day. Everything would have been going nice and smooth. But oh no, 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 no. Especially out here in California. No, you can't even confront these people knowing that they're stealing stuff. Oh no, if you actually try to confront them, you will get fired. Like those two women in that Lululemon store, and I hope they sue the company because it is absolutely ridiculous. The suspect was able to grab a security guard's collapsible baton and started hitting the guard in the head and face. Gentlemen, right there, any one of those blows could have been fatal. So yes, the security guard at that point was justified in using deadly force. The suspect then threw the baton through a glass window near the entrance to the store. After being assaulted, the security guard then shot the injured suspect. The suspect was then arrested and both were transported to hospitals with non-life-threatening injuries. Now, of course, they want to say non-life-threatening injuries, but I'm going to reiterate. The security guard, a collapsible baton, metal, any one of those blows could have been fatal. Quote unquote, this particular Home Depot has had 13 shoplifting calls within the last year. It is a high traffic area, very centralized area, Sheriff Sergeant Javier Acosta said. This incident is now causing shoppers to be hesitant about going to Home Depot. Quote unquote. Well, I hope I don't get shot, said Andrew Balick, a San Carlos resident who shops there weekly. Quote unquote. We all get up in the morning and hope everything is going to be fine. Typical, unaware, normie thought process. Others are questioning if security actually keeps them safe. Now, this right here is the brain dead normie. I don't know what is right and what is wrong, said Sonny, a Redwood City resident who did not want to share his last name. Quote unquote, you want to catch the guy, but you don't want to be offline either. Earlier this year, a Home Depot worker in Pleasanton was shot and offlined after trying to stop a robbery. I remember that story. Very sad. Last year, a man was accused of burning down the San Jose Home Depot to distract workers while he stole tools. With this latest incident, shoppers hope this sparks change, which it will not. And I will explain later. Quote unquote, improve the laws where they help the people that need help. We help people that are poor. We need to work together, Balick said. Gentlemen, it's begun. More and more Cacophonia businesses, I hope, will start to hire armed security guards. The demand has already skyrocketed. But let me go back to what I said about how the Democratic policies are using, unfortunately, the dregs of Black society to become the new face of crime, which guess what? Crime will be so out of control that they're waiting. The Democrats are sitting back waiting. They want people to get so desperate that they're going to call the Democrats and say, hey, we need you guys to stop this. A problem that they created. Yeah, and by they, I mean the people. What do you mean by the people created this problem? It's quite simple. Let's go back to the recall of Gruesome Newsom. So many people chose not to vote this guy out of office, despite how absolutely catastrophic his policies are. But see, Gruesome Newsom, he's what women like. He looks good. He speaks well. He tells people what they want to hear. Typical fucking Democrat. But, oh no, 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 no. When Larry Elder actually wanted to come in and fix a lot of the problems, what was the first thing that they said about him? Oh, he's an Uncle Tom. The Democrats did exactly what they usually do. sway with emotion. Therefore, like I said, the people got what they voted for. Now they want to sit back and complain about the problem that they created. Why? Because they keep voting in the people that keeps fucking up everything. So yes, this out of control crime that we have out here in California, guess what? It is the people's fault. Why? Because they vote based on emotion. They vote for the beautiful lie instead of wanting the ugly truth. Hey, it is what it is. And I simply don't care. I'm sitting back and I'm watching this and I'm laughing. And people are like, oh my God, this crime's out of control. Did you vote for Democrats? Yeah. Guess what? Shut the fuck up. You had a bigger hand in this than Gruesome Newsom did. You had a chance to actually reverse things or start to reverse things, but no, 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 no. You chose not to. So shut the fuck up. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the article. Let me know what you guys think. Do you think that more and more incidents like this are going to happen? And of course, the typical victim narrative. Oh my God, this black kid got shot even though he was stealing, even though he was committing a crime. What he took was not more valuable than his life. And that's another thing that they love to use to try to sway people's emotion. Yeah, I don't give a shit. Do not commit crime if you're not willing to pay the consequence for said crime. From imprisonment up to losing your life. Hey, it is what it is. And for you criminals who think that you're emboldened by these stupid ass laws, understand this clearly. The power you think you have in committing these crimes, that will go out. The idea that no one is going to confront you, that's going to go out right along with it, because the citizenry have had enough. The law-abiding citizens have had enough. Sometimes it takes a beast to stop a beast. And more law-abiding citizens are becoming what? They're becoming savages and beasts themselves. Yeah, ask Pookie, who got his ass kicked by the 7-Eleven workers, who they're actually trying to investigate, unfortunately. And ask this guy, who got a permanent reminder not to steal ever again. It is what it is. That's all I gotta say for this one. RPM, I am out.